给我们对每一个来的父亲呢都有一个特别的礼物。
So if you know a father who likes gifts, then you send him along on Sunday morning.
如果你知道你认识一个父亲他想要礼物呢你就把他带到主日这个主日的那个聚会里来。
We were planning one really good gift, and then the phone rang yesterday, and my friend said, do you think we should give the father something else as well? So I think there's going to be at least two gifts for every father.
所以我们正在想这礼物的时候呢，我们昨天还想到，也许我们还能给一点别的，所以至少能给两个礼物。
So some people say, nobody ever gives me anything. If that's the case, you send them to 16th, we'll give them something.
所以如果谁没在父亲节收到过礼物呢，就把他带到我们这个主日的聚会来，我们一定会给他一些礼物。
I think these are all the announcements. I probably should remind you again that we do have limited parking in this neighborhood. If you're coming on Tuesday afternoon or other times, please do not park on the south side.Of 17th Avenue.
那我们还是再提醒大家一次，因为我们人呢比较多，然后呢，如果大家今天或者其他的时候来我们当中学习呢，我们把十七街对面靠南面的位置呢留给邻居停，啊，我们可以停在十七街靠北面和十六街上都可以停。
That will leave the space open for our neighbors, and they will appreciate that.
对，我们可以给一些停车的空间给到我们。对面的邻居啊。
It's especially true on garbage day, like today.
尤其是像今天是收垃圾的日子啊，这就更加会比较拥挤一点。
When I came in this morning, I had to move the garbage cans so that I could park.
像今天早上我进来的时候，我得先把垃圾桶放一边，我车才能停进来。
All right, I think everything is fine, and we're happy that you're all here today.Let's have a word of prayer, and then we'll start our Bible study.
很高兴大家今天都能来，那我们先做一个开始的祷告。
Lord, we want to thank you for having given us the Bible.
主啊，我们要谢谢您赐给我们这本圣经。
We thank you that we can read it and understand it. We thank you that you will teach it to us.
主啊，我们要谢谢您，让我们能够读，也能够明白，您能够教导我们。
And we thank you that you have given us the Holy Spirit.Who will help us to live it?
也谢谢您赐给我们圣灵，帮助我们活出这些话语。
And so, Lord, as we turn to it now again, we pray that you will teach it to us, that you will feed it, so that we may be able to thrive on its good food.
主啊，我盼望我们今天转向这话语的时候，您能够教导我们，也让我们明白，能在这话语里丰盛的结实。
And we pray, Lord, that you will just bless each of us as we study it.
也求您在我们住在我们学经学习这话语的时候呢祝福我们。
We ask this now in Jesus' name.
我们这样的祷告奉主耶稣的名。
Amen. Amen. All right, we are in Romans chapter 13.
那我们在罗马书的十三章。
But I want to start you again in Romans chapter 12.
那我们还是从十二章的最后开始读。
Romans chapter 12 and the first verse.Is the logical foundation for what we're going to be studying today.
那罗马书十二章的一节呢，是我们的一个逻辑基础啊，是我们开始后面部分的逻辑一个基础。
Therefore, I urge you, brothers, in view of God's mercy, to offer your bodies as living sacrifices, holy and pleasable to God. This is your spiritual.Act of worship.
所以弟兄们，我以神的慈悲劝你们，将身体献上，当作活祭，是圣洁的，是神所喜悦的。如此侍奉乃是理所当然的。
So Paul is saying, because of all the wonderful things the Lord has done for you, your job is to present your body to the Lord and say, Lord, here am I. You please use me.I want to live for you.
所以在我们一切可以行的事上呢，这个是一个基础，就是什么呢？就是我们来到主面前说，我在这里，主啊，求你使用我，我把我的全人献给你。
And of course, two questions arise from that. First of all, why should I do that?
所以有两个问题从里面会出来。第一呢，为什么我要这么做？
And the answer is because of all the good things that the Lord has done for us.
第一呢，就是因为神向我们所行一切的美善。
But the second question is, how can I do that?
那第二个问题紧跟着就是，我怎么才能做到呢？
And the first theme that the Lord picks up on is our relationship with the church. How are we supposed to live in the context of the church?
那第一呢，就是神提出来的，我们怎么样在教会的这个背景下，上下文里面，我们来活出基督徒的生命。
And that theme carries all the way down to verse 8.
所以这样的一个主题呢，就一直往下延伸，直到了第八节。
And then the message that we were talking about last week is how we do it, not so much in the context of the church, but how we do it in the context of our own heart and life.
所以从二节到八节呢，是在一个教会的上下文里面，我们怎么样活出基督徒的生命。然后呢，第九节开始往后呢，是在我自己的生命里，我怎么样活出来。
And then today we're going to look at chapter 13, which is how we should live as a living sacrifice in the world around us.
那从第十三章开始呢，这样的一个上下文的环境背景又变了，是我们怎么活出基督徒的生命在我们所在的这个世界里。
All right, did you get the priority of those?
所以你会看见这个的顺序优先级了吗？
You learn first of all how to live in the church.
你首先学习怎么样在教会活出来。
Then you will learn how to live in your own private life.
然后紧跟着你看怎么活出自己的生命。
And then you will know how to live in the world.
然后呢，你会学习如何在世界生活。
Isn't that a strange order?
这个顺序是不是有点奇怪呢？
Where are you going to learn to live?
你要在
Answer, right here in the church. That's where you'll learn how to live.
所以第一也是最重要的，就是你先要在教会学习该如何生活。
So when I was younger, people, especially I guess when I got to be university age, people said to me, "Who are the people in your life?" That you long to be like the most.
有我在大学的时候，有人问我你的生命里呢，你最想像的人是谁呀？在你生命里。
I think some of them thought that I would like to be like one of the famous athletes.
那我猜呢，问问题的人可能会觉得我的回答可能是某一个著名的运动员。
Some thought I would like to be like the movie stars.
或者是某一个影星。
Some people, I think.Thought that I would like to be like some of the professors at university or the teachers at school.
或者呢，我想要像一个学校的老师或者一个教授。
I never wanted to be like any of those.
我其实从来没有想像他们那样。
But I wanted to be like the men of God in this church.
但是我特别想成为这个教会那神大能的仆人那个样子。
And I would watch the way they would live.
我就一直看他们生活的方式。
I would watch how they handle difficulties in their lives.
我会看他们怎么处理他们生命中的困难。
I would watch what was important to them in their lives.
我会看他们怎么看待生命中重要的事情。
And I said, all right, that's what I want to be.
然后我就对自己说，对，这就是我要成为的样子了。
So we learn first of all how to live in the church.
所以我们学习如何生活啊，是先在教会里找答案。
Then we take all that and we put it into our own lives, and we learn these 28 characteristics of living that we were talking about last week.
然后我们把这个所学的呢，应用在我们自己身上，就是我们上次从九节开始讲到的24个点啊，我们要学活出来的。
And we try to live that at home.
我们努力的在家里把它活出来。
And we try to live that in the church.
也努力在教会活出来。
And as we perfect those characters there, then we begin to live it in the world around us.
然后我们把这些东西都综合起来以后呢，我们就有了生命，我们去看怎么在世界里能活出来。
Okay, so how is a Christian supposed to live in the neighborhood?
所以一个基督徒该怎么在他的邻居的环境里啊生活？
All right, chapter 13.
十三节，啊，十三章。
And we probably should read the first five verses together.
啊，我们可以先读前面的五节哈。Maybe I read verse by verse in Chinese. 我们先用中文一节一节顺序读，然后再用英文读。在上权有权柄的人人当顺服他，因为没有权柄不是出于神，凡掌权的都是神所命的。
所以抗拒掌权的，就是抗拒神的命，抗拒的必自取刑罚。
做官的原不是叫行善的惧怕，乃是叫作恶的惧怕。你愿意不惧怕掌权的吗？你只要行善，就可得他的称赞。
因为他是神的用人，是与你有益的。你若作恶，却当惧怕，因为他不是空空的佩剑，他是神的用人，是深渊的，刑罚那作恶的。
所以你们必须顺服，不但是因为刑罚，也是因为良心。
All right, in English,
everyone
must submit himself to the governing authorities.For there is no authority except that which God has established. The authorities that exist have been established by God. Consequently, he who rebels against the authority is rebelling against what God has instituted, and those who do so will bring judgment on themselves. For rulers,Hold no terror for those who do right, but for those who do wrong. Do you want to be free from fear of the one in authority? Then do
right,
and he will commend you, for he is God's servant to you for good. But if you do wrong, be afraid, for he does not bear the sword for nothing.He is God's servant, an angel of wrath to bring punishment on the wrongdoer. Therefore, it is necessary to submit to the authorities, not only
because of possible punishment,
but also because of conscience. All right. How do we live then in relation to the world out there?
所以我们怎么样能够活和我们生活环境的世界呢有产生联系呢
？The first thing is we live in obedience to the laws of the land.
第一呢，我们要顺服我们所在这块地的法律。
Sometimes that is very easy.
有的时候这样做是比较容易的。
Many times.It is very difficult.
但很多时候呢，这么做是很难的。
Sometimes the government passes laws that really we don't like, and they don't really make a lot of sense. And we say, I don't want to have to obey.
有的时候呢，我们会看见政府通过的一些法律呢，我们也不能太理解，也不能太好像感觉。它是有道理的，所以对我们来说比较难去顺服和接受。
But our responsibility is to live according to the laws of the government in our land.
但是我们的职责呢，或者责任，就是在我们所居住的地上顺服当地政府的法律。
So we've got a law in Canada that says that you must not steal.
比方说加拿大法律说不准偷盗。
I think that's a very good law.
我觉得这是个很好的法律。
And I'm glad it's there if someone said that they wanted to steal from me.
我很高兴啊，如果因为这个法律在哈，尤其是当有人想偷我东西的时候，我觉得这法律就很好。
So I try to obey that law. And I hope that other people try to obey that law.
那我很努力要守这个律法，我也希望呢别人也能守这个律法。
But there are other laws that I don't like quite as much.
但是也不是所有的法律呢我都很喜欢。
I have trouble with the speed limit law.
比方说呢这个超速的这个要求啊对我来说就比较难了。
Sometimes I like to drive faster.
有的时候我会开得比这个限速要高一些。
Okay, sometimes I like to do other things. Sometimes I don't like to have to wait and wait and wait for a red light to be over.
有的时候我甚至没有耐心一直等啊等啊等等那个灯变了我才走。
I first ran into that problem at 3 o'clock in the morning once.
有一次呢我在早晨三点钟啊凌晨三点钟我碰到这个问题。
I was driving at 3 o'clock in the morning. I had to get up very early to go somewhere. And the red light was there and it was long time changing. I was the only car in the road.
然后呢那个我是那在一个红灯前停了这红灯要变绿好等好久好久然后呢我就是那前面唯一的一辆车四周就我一辆车。
But I'm supposed to obey the law.
但是呢其实我还是应该遵守这法律。
Now the question is, what do you do if the law is really bad?
但如果这个法律呢其实很糟糕怎么办
?And so you have in the Bible the story of Daniel and his three friends.
你都知道但以理书啊讲了他和他的三个朋友。
And many, many of the laws in the country, in Nebuchadnezzar's country, they weren't very good laws.
很多尼布甲尼撒的这个尼巴比伦的王国的这些法律啊其实都不是什么太好的法律。
But the Bible says that we are supposed to obey all the laws.
圣经告诉我们呢我们总是要顺服所有的法律。
And it's interesting that in the book of Daniel, Daniel and his friends chose not to obey the laws on several occasions.
但是呢在但以理的时代呢我们看见但以理和他的三个朋友呢在极少数的几个场景里呢他们选择没有顺服法律。
When they got caught, they didn't say this is a bad law.
当他被抓住的时候呢他没有说这是一个不好的法律。
They simply said, we must not obey that law, we must obey God.
他们只是这么说他说我们不能顺服你这个法律的要求因为我要顺服神。
And so when the laws of the land are one and the laws of God are different,We must obey the laws of God.
所以如果地上的法律告诉你是一是这个方向但是神的法律呢神的要求是往另一个方向我们总是听要先听神的。
But when the laws of the land are not opposed to God, we must obey all the laws of the land, even if they're not very convenient laws.
那只要是地上的法律和神的要求呢不是冲突的那我们总是要顺服地上的法律即使这个法律在你看来呢不是那么方便也带来很多麻烦。
So that's the issue that we face in life. We've got to say, I will submit to the laws of the land.
所以这就是我们想要第一个讲出来的点啊就是我们总是要顺服地上的法律。
Sometimes they're very inconvenient. Sometimes they're very expensive.We must follow them.
有的时候会很不方便，有的时候甚至代价很大，但我们总是要跟随。
Now the logic is that the laws that are in the land come from the government, and the government was established by, or was ordained by, or was allowed by God.
所以这里的逻辑是，地上的法律是从地上政府来的，地上的政府呢又是。由神所案例或者神所许可产生的。
And down through the ages, many governments have been bad governments, but God has allowed them anyway.
但历史上呢，的确不是所有的政府都是好的，有很多很糟糕的政府，但神也是许可。
The basic logic of government is to ensure that people will live in a reasonable way with one another.
所以政府存在的理由呢，就是来保证，人与人之间呢能有一个秩序的彼此相处。
So my friend Bert Mast, with whom Eric Peterson works when he goes to Africa, said there's only one thing worse than bad government.
所以呢，我的朋友啊 ，Bert， 那他是跟 Eric 弟兄一直有同工啊，但他现在常年是在非洲服侍。他说呢，有一件事呢，是比一个坏政府更糟糕的。
What is worse than bad government?
那是什么呢
？No government.
就是无政府啊，比坏政府还要糟糕。
And Bert was in Africa, in the country of DR Congo, and he noticed there is no government, and it was very, very bad.
比方说，他原来最早在服侍的非洲的那个国家呢，现在他已经不在了，是刚果。在他在那会儿的时候呢，那个地方没有政府。
He worked with others, among other places, he worked in the little community called Chabi.
所以他在一个小的社区里啊，他叫那个社区叫 Chabi， 在那服侍。
There is a medical hospital in Chabi.
在那里呢，他们有一个医疗站。
There is a school in Chabi.
也有一个学校。
There was a nice church in Chabi.
在当中也有一个很好的教堂。
It was a nice town.
是一个很不错的小镇。
But they didn't have much government.
但是没有政府。
And several years ago, the situation was so bad that the people had to flee from Chabi.
那几年前呢，那个地方的情形越来越糟了之后呢，人们只能逃离那个小镇。
They came back, started everything up again, and it happened again.
所以当他们回来的时候呢，他们再重新建这个小镇，过一阵又不行了，他们又只能逃。
I think it was 3 or 4 weeks ago when rebels came into Chabi, and they took everyone in the town away.
所以当叛军来的时候呢，有一次把镇里所有人都抢走。
I think there probably are 30-40 still being held captive. By the rebel forces because the government had no power.
那因为政府没有力啊，所以叛军抢走的那三四十个人啊，到现在还没放出来。
The government has come back into Chabi, and a few of the people have come back, but there are still 30 or 40 people who are either dead or captives or kidnapped outside the town even today.
那有的人可能就死了。有的可能被抓了，有的可能被劫持了。反正呢，因为政府力量很弱哈，所以导致就是这样的结局。
And so, if we don't like the government, at least we can be thankful that there is some government, because if there were no government, there would be chaos.
所以虽然我们有的时候不喜欢政府，但是呢，我们还是要感谢呢，就是至少比没有政府要好，因为那样的话可能混乱会更大。
So God knows we need government, and He allows government. Sometimes the government isn't as good as we would like, but better than no government.
所以政府知道，神知道我们需要政府，所以他也许可我们有。虽然有的时候呢，政府的表现不是如人所意啊，但是至少比没有要好。
And therefore we do what the government requires that we do.
所以我们总是要做呢，政府要求我们按照法律要求我们要做的事情。
And we do it for two reasons.
我们这么做呢是有两个原因。
Reason number one is if we don't do it, the government will punish us.
那第一个原因呢是因为不做的话呢会有相应的惩罚。
And so they bring out their little pad and they write my name down and they say, here is a ticket for $100. Because you were going too fast.
比方说呢，警察会把我拦住，然后给我一张罚单，说你要交100块钱，因为你超速了。
But verse 5 says the other reason we do it is for conscience' sake.
那第五节讲到呢，不但是因为刑罚，还有一个原因是因为良心。
We want to have a conscience that is not offended. We want to be able to say.I did the right thing.
所以我们不想要良心里面被定罪的那个感受啊，所以我们要对自己说呢，我做这件事情是洁净的。
How does a Christian live? A Christian lives by obeying the laws of the country in which he lives.
那一个基督徒怎么在地上的政权下生活呢？总是先要遵守这政权的法律。
When I was a young man, I was driving in California.
我小的时候，我年轻的时候呢，我在加利福尼亚开车。
The policeman stopped me.
一个警察把我拦下来了。
I was in a 65 mile an hour zone.
我在一个限速65 mile 的地方开。
The policeman said, "You were going 67 miles an hour."
那个警察拦住我说，你开了67 mile。
I said, "2 miles an hour over. How would you know that?"
我才超了两英里每小时啊，你怎么知道的这个？
He said, "You were speeding. You must pay the fine."
然后他就说你超速了，你总是要付罚款。
I had to stay overnight in a small town in Northern California to pay the fine the next day.
所以那天我只能在那先待下啊，住一晚上，等第二天去交罚款。
The fine was $10 plus a 10% surcharge.
罚款只有十块钱，再加10%的附加费啊。
$11 and all that inconvenience just for 2 miles an hour。
就是因为两英里的超速啊，我要就11块钱，还加上很多的麻烦。
Was I right or wrong？
我对还不对呢
？I shouldn't have been going 2 miles an hour more。
那我是不对啊，是因为超了就是超了嘛。
Okay。And so the Lord says, Harold, I want you not to have to pay the fine, and I want you to have a good conscience.
所以，神要既要让他付这个罚款，也让他知道里面良心知道他是不对的。
All right, verses 6 and 7 then.
六节和七节。
In Chinese first, please.
刚才停在谁呢？顺序读。
你们纳粮有一这个缘故，因他们是神的差役，常常特管这事。
不是所当得的，就给他当得粮的，给他纳粮；当得税的，给他税区；当惧怕的，惧怕他；当通知的，通知他。
All right, in English, this is also why you pay taxes.For the authorities are God's servants who give their full time to governing. Give everyone what you owe him. If you owe taxes, pay taxes. If revenue, then revenue. If respect, then respect. If honor, then honor. That's the way we live in the world.
这就是我们在世界生活的原则了。
If you owe taxes, you pay them.
如果你欠的是粮或者税，你就要付。
And taxes are always difficult to pay.
所以付税总是比较难的。
Billy Graham told the story about the man who owed some taxes.
那葛培里曾经讲过一个故事，讲一个人欠了一些税。
He put some money.Into a brown envelope, and then he slipped the envelope through the door of the tax office in the middle of the night.
他呢把一些钱呢放在了一个褐色信封里，然后把这个信封呢在半夜的时候塞到税局去了。
He didn't tell anybody who he was.
他也没有告诉任何人他是谁。
He just passed the envelope in.And hope for the best.
然后他只是把这个信封塞进去啊，他看。
He had a little note on the envelope.
他在信封上写了一个小。
And it simply read like this, and you've got to translate this accurately. Okay, this is what it said. It said, "And if I still can't sleep at night, I will give you the rest of the money that I owe you."
然后他在信封上写什么呢？他如果我晚上还是睡不着觉的话呢，我就会把欠的剩下的部分再给你。
Okay, so he says, I I'll pay you. I don't want you to know who I am. Because he still owed more. He paid some, but he still owed more.
他就是呢，他还欠了更多，但他先付了一点啊。但是呢，他就写了这段话在信封上。
God says if you owe taxes, pay them.
所以呢，神说呢，你如果欠了税哈，你总是要去付的。
The next word is revenue.
那第二个词呢，就是当得的啊。
And it's a hard word to translate. It comes from a word which means the end.
因为这个跟一个词相近啊，就是结尾啊。
And it means you pay all the way to the very end.
他是说呢，意思是你一直付啊，一直付到最后。
You go out of your way to make sure that you paid everything in taxes that you owe.
那意味着你比方说你欠的税或者欠的粮啊，你一直付到全部付清。
Some people say, I think I can think of a reason why I shouldn't pay that.
有的人会想呢，我是不是要找一个理由，我其实不需要付这么多钱。
The Bible says we pay everything that we owe.
对，但圣经说呢，你只要是当付的，你总是要去付。
My friend who used to come to this chapel went to a store one day.
以前我经常来这边教会的一个朋友呢，有一次他去店里面。
He bought something and they gave him some change.
他买了一些东西，拿了一些零钱。
When he got home, he realized that they had given him $2 more in change than he deserved.
所以当他回家了以后呢，他就意识到呢，别人找钱的时候多找了他两块钱。
So he went back the next day and explained and said, "Excuse me, but you gave me $2 too much." And he handed the clerk the $2.
然后他第二天就回到那个店里呢，跟那个职员说呢，你昨天找钱的时候多给了我两块钱。
And the clerk looked at him and said, "Are you a Christian?"
然后呢，那个店员就看了他一眼，说你是个基督徒吗？
Who else would do that?
谁会这么做呢？
Okay, Christian will do that.
基督徒会
这么做。 Christian is honest.
对，他因为他里面是诚实的。
Now the verse says that we're supposed to pay respect to those who deserve respect.
那第三个呢？当惧怕的惧怕他，就是敬畏他，相当于。
So what would you do if you met some public official?Maybe if you met the President of the United States or somebody else, what would you say to him?
那如果你见到一个公众官员，或者说直接见到美国的总统，你会怎么跟他说呢？
And the answer is you would treat him with respect.
那你会尊敬他。
You might not vote for him.
你不一定会投票选他。
You might not accept all his policies.
那你也不一定认可他所有的政策。
But for Jesus' sake,You would respect him.
但因为耶稣的缘故呢，你总是会敬重他，就是尊敬他。
So I met not a politician once, but I met a judge, a man who sits in the court in British Columbia. I met him on the street.
那我呢没有见过高官哈，但我在路上呢碰到过一个大法官，BC 省的大法官。
I thought, what should I say to this man?
那我觉得呢，我该跟他说什么呢
？I thought, Harold, you thank him for the fact that he gave his time to help the government of British Columbia move effectively.
那我就对自己说 ，Harold， 你就谢谢他把自己的时间啊贡献给 BC 省啊，以致让这个省的这个运行啊能够非常有效率。
My job was to give him respect.
所以我的职责其实就是尊重他。
And the next one is honor. You give honor to the one, you respect him, you honor him, he's got an important job, you give him the respect he deserves.
那最后一个是恭敬他啊，就是把当得的荣耀归给他，因为他这份工作是配得尊重。
All right, so that's the first section, and the first section is regarding the law of the land we must obey the law.
所以第一，这是第一部分十三章的。第一部分是在讲地上的法律啊，我们总要顺服。
How does a Christian behave? He obeys the law.
那一个基督徒是怎么做成基督徒样子的？他总是先要遵守法律。
All right, verses 8, 9, and 10 now.
那八九十节，刚才停在哪谁呢？
凡事都不可亏欠人，唯有彼此相爱，要常以为亏欠，因为爱人的就完全的律法。像那不可奸淫、不可杀人、不可偷窃、不可贪恋，或有别的诫命，都包在爱人如己这句话之内。
爱是不加害于人的，所以爱就完全了法律法。
Okay.
All right. Let no debt remain outstanding except the continuing debt to love one another. For he who loves his fellow man has fulfilled the law. The commandments: do not commit adultery, do not murder, do not steal, do not covet, and whatever other commandment there may be are summed up in this one rule: love your neighbor as yourself. Love does no harm to his neighbor, therefore love is the fulfillment of the law. All right, how do we deal with our neighbor?
我们来怎么来对待我们的邻居啊？
Answer, we love him.
答案就是爱他们。
We treat him the way we would like to be treated. We treat him the way the Bible says he should be treated.
那我们待他的方式就是我们想让人待我们的方式，也是神说我们应该待人的方式。
So love is not in, for a Christian, love is not a theoretical thing. Love is a very practical thing.
所以对于基督徒来说呢，爱不是一个很理论性的概念，它是一个非常有实践意义的事。
Five of the laws of the Ten Commandments are mentioned here. Do not commit adultery, do not murder, do not steal, do not covet. That's four, rather.Of the laws.
所以十诫中的四诫呢，在这里又重新提了一次，就是一是不可奸淫，不可杀人，不可偷盗，不可贪恋。
And each of them are related to the concept of love.
啊，每一个呢，在这里其实都是和爱的这个定义啊是有联系的。
If you loved your neighbor, you certainly wouldn't steal his wife.
如果你爱你的邻舍呢，你肯定不会贪恋他的妻子。
If you loved your neighbor, you certainly wouldn't kill him or someone in his family.
那你爱你的邻舍呢？你一定不会到一个程度要杀了他或他的亲人。
If you loved your neighbor, you wouldn't steal from him.
那你爱你的邻舍呢？也不可能到一个程度你去偷他家的东西。
What's it mean? Do not covet.
不可贪恋是什么意思呢？不可贪婪。
What's that mean?
这是什么意思？
It means don't want something that your neighbor has that you wish you had.
就是不要想要一些你邻居有的，但是你也想要一样的那个东西。
Is that bad?
这是不是坏呢？
If you were to say, I really like your car.
如果你说，哎呀，我太喜欢你的车了。
I wish I had your car.
我希望我有你这辆车。
I really...Want your car.
我就是想要你的车。
Would that be bad?
这是不是很糟糕呢？
I could say, but I'm not going to steal your car.
那我也可以说呢，我不会偷你的车。
So if you don't want your car, would it be bad? Sorry, if you don't steal the car, would it be bad just to want the car?
那你如果没有偷他的车，你只是心里想要他的车，是不是可以啊？
And the answer is yes. And it wouldn't be fair to your neighbor to want it all the time. It wouldn't be fair to your neighbor to want his car all the time.
Would not be, right?
It would not be, no.
所以这是不可以的，就是你这是不公平，也是不好的，这就是不可贪恋的意思。你不能总是想要他的东西，对你的邻居也是不公平的。
You would end up being envious.
因为你最终会出嫉妒。
You would be jealous.
会贪婪。
You'd probably be thinking of ways to get even with him.
那你有想一些办法呢，能跟他有一样的东西。
You might even want to do something else to get even with him.
你甚至会想做一些其他的事呢，让你满足你心里所求的。
I heard this story a long time ago about a man who had a cell phone in his car. This was before cell phones, but he had a car phone.
那我听过一个人啊，就是当现在手机都很普遍了，就在那个时代呢，他的车里有一个车载电话。
And his friend was always trying to catch up to him. He wanted what his friend had.
然后呢，他也总是另一个人呢，就总是想要跟他这个。这个人是他的朋友了，想要有一样的东西啊，所以他一直在追追追。
And so, anyway, he got a car, and finally he got a car radio, just like his friend had a car radio.
所以呢，这个想要追的这个人呢，最终他也有辆车，他车上呢也有一个车载电话，应该是讲车载电话。
And he was very pleased. He saw his friend driving down the street. He said, "I'm going to call him on the radio and prove to him that I've got a radio in my car, just like he's got one. I've got a phone in my car, just like he's got one."
所以他当他车上有个车载电话以后呢，他说：“好，我现在要跟我那朋友打一个电话，就在车上打一个电话。”他知道我的车上也有一个车载电话。
So he was very happy, and he phoned a friend, and he said, "Hello, I'm Fred. I saw you. You've got a car, a phone in your car. I've got one in my car."
所以他就打了，他说：“哎呀，我是 Fred， 我现在我看见你了，我现在我车上有个同样的电话，我就用车上的电话给你打的。”
And the other man said, "I can't talk to you now. I've got a call on another line."
然后对方说呢，哎呀，我现在不能跟你说话，因为我在另一条线上有电话。
Okay, he spent all his life trying to catch up, and he never could catch up.
因为呢，他花了一辈子啊，他就在追追追，其实他一直也没追到啊。
And the other man was never his friend. He just pretended that he was his friend.
但对方呢，其实也从来没有把他当作朋友，他只是假装我是他的朋友。
And so a Christian is not always trying to be as good as or better than anybody else. That's not the Christian's way at all.
所以一个基督徒的生命不是说呢，你总是要跟别人一样，甚至比别人更好。这完全不是出于神的。
What is a Christian supposed to do? He's supposed to love his neighbor.
一个基督徒要做什么？他要爱他的邻舍。
Not to say I want everything that you've got.
那不是说呢，我想要你有的一切东西。
But to be thankful for the fact that his friend has got something, and he's got something else, and so he says, "Thank you. I'm not going to try to ruin our friendship because I don't have what you've got."
所以他总是该什么样呢？他去向神感恩呐、啊，为他的朋友有的，也为自己有的不一样的去感恩，那而不是去一直贪恋所一朋友的东西，而导致他们的关系恶化。
So a Christian then he loves everybody not on the basis of what they have, not on the basis of what he has. He loves everybody because Jesus loves everybody.
所以呢，一个基督徒爱人呢、啊，他不是因为自己有什么，也不是因为别人有什么，而是因为耶稣爱每一个人。
Which does Jesus love more, the rich people or the poor people?
对于我们来说呢，耶稣更爱谁呢？一个富人还是穷人呢
？He loves them all the same.
他爱每一个人都是一样的。
What amazes me is that he loves me as much as he loves you.
对我来说，特别让我诧异的是，他爱我和爱你的程度是一样的。
Okay, I say that's wonderful. I want to love my friends. I want to love the people who aren't my friends. I want to love everybody, regardless of who they are or what they do. I want to love everybody. Jesus loves everybody.
那我也一样，那我爱我的朋友，如果这人不是我的朋友，我也一样爱他，因为耶稣就是这样，无论人是什么样的人，他做什么，耶稣呢，都是爱人，是一样的程度。
So if you're going to be a living sacrifice,
那如果你
what is the first thing that you would do?
那如果你要想把自己当做一个活祭献上呢，那你首先第一件事你要做什么呢？
And the first thing you do is you live like a Christian in the church.
那你第一件事就是要在一个教会啊，学习怎么当。
And the second thing you do is you live like a Christian in your own life.
那第二呢，你要在你的生命里啊，把基督的样式活出来。
And then the third thing you do, you live like a Christian in the world by obeying the law.
那第三呢，你要在地上啊，学习顺服地上的法律啊，来与人相处。
And the next thing you would do, you would live regarding your neighborhood and your neighbor. You would live with love.
那第四个是呢，你无论你的邻舍是怎么样，你总是爱他，就是爱人如己了。
So, I think I'm not sure when I ran across this many years ago.But I thought, what kind of a person should I be in the neighborhood, on the street, where I work, at school? What kind of a person should I be?
以前呢，我常会想这个问题，我要应该成为一个什么样的人呢？在我的社区里，在我的工作上，在我的学校里。
And I thought, I'd like to be the kind of person who, if anybody had a problem, they would come to.
我想要成为这样的人，就是在我的时间里，别人当有困难的时候呢，他首先想到的是来找我。
I'd like everybody to know that if they had a problem, they came to me, I would try to be able to help them.
我想让别人知道呢，如果他有困难来找我的时候呢，我总是愿意尽我的力量去帮助他。
I would like to have a smile on my face.
那我很希望我脸上总是有笑容。
I would like to have some wisdom to impart.
那我希望有一些智慧能够帮助那些需要的人。
I'd even like to have a dollar or two to give to them if they needed something.
我也希望手上我有那么一两块钱，当别人需要的时候，我可以给出去。
Okay, so in the world we live law, and in the world we live love.
所以呢，在地上的环境上下呢，我们遵守律法，我们也爱人如己。
All right.The last section then, verses 11 through 14.
那最后十三章的那个部分呢，是十一节到十四节。刚才停在。
再者，你们晓得，现今就是该趁早睡醒的时候，因为我们得救，现今比出进的时候更近了。黑夜已深，日出将近，我们就当脱去暗卫的行为，戴上光明的兵器。
行事为人要端正，好像行在白昼，不可荒宴醉酒，不可好色淫荡，不可竞争竞技。
主要披在主耶稣基督，不要为肉体安排去放纵私欲。
Amen.
All right, verse 11, we'll read together. And do this, understanding the present time.The hour has come for you to wake up from your slumber, because our salvation is nearer now than when we first believed. The night is nearly over, the day is almost here. So let us put aside the deeds of darkness and put on the armor of light.Let us behave decently, as in the daytime, not in orgies and drunkenness, not in sexual immorality and debauchery, not in dissension and jealousy. Rather, clothe yourself with the Lord Jesus Christ, and do not think about how to gratify the desires of the sinful nature.All right, so we learn we've got to obey the laws around us, we've got to love one another, and then we've got to walk in, well, this passage basically says we've got to learn to walk in light.
那我们要顺服地上的法律，我们要爱人如己。这一段在讲什么呢？我们要在光中行。
And so verse 12 ends with this very interesting line, put on the armor of light.
比如说十二章最后这个很有意思的这段话说的，要带上光明的兵器。
Okay, you know what armor is?
你知道兵器。
Armor is defensiveness.
那就是防守用的这个盔甲哈，其实他在这里说。
So if you were going to war, what kind of armor would you like to wear?
如果你在战场上，你想穿一个什么样的盔甲呢？
If you had to go and sneak up on your enemy so that you could conquer your enemy, what kind of armor would you like to wear?
如果你要悄悄接近你的敌人啊，你要要打败他，你会穿一个什么样的盔甲？
And the answer is, I would like to wear the armor of darkness.
那就是呢，我要穿一个黑的。
If you're going to sneak up on your enemy, you want to do it in the dark, don't you?
如果你想悄悄去接近你的敌人，你总是不想让他看见。
He can't see you.
他看不见你。
You want to hide.
你也想藏起
来。You want to surprise him.
你想要让他吃惊。
And so I often thought, you probably never think like this, but I used to think if I were going to be a robber, I would do all my burglaries on a dark night when it was foggy.
我在想，如果我，你可能不一定这么想。我说，假设我是那个。偷东西的呢，我一定会找一个雾天黑黑的，我去偷啊。
Because people couldn't see me.
因为那样的话，人就看不见我。
And they, if it was foggy, even if it, there was a street light, they still couldn't see me. I used to think a foggy night is the best time to be bad.
那即使有路灯呢，一个有雾的晚上啊，你也看不见。所以呢，有雾的晚上是偷东西最好的时候了。
What does the Christian do?
那基督徒做什么呢?
He walks with the armor of light.
那他是穿着光的盔甲啊。
Will light protect you?
那光会不会保护你?
Everybody can see you.
其实你在光中每个人都看见你。
You can't hide when the light is there.
当光在的时候，你也藏不了了。
How can light be an armor for you?
所以，一个光怎么可能成为你的兵器和盔甲？
And it goes like this. What kind of a person are you when everybody is looking?
所以现在的问题是，当每一个人都看着你的时候，你会是一个什么样的？
Well, you're the very, very best you can be.
你一定会努力觉得把自己做成你能做到最好的样子。
If you're going out, and you know that when you get to where you're going, everybody's looking at you, you probably stop one more time before the mirror to make sure that you look your best.
比方说你要去一个地方，你知道这个地方呢，每一个人都会看着你。这时候你出门前一定会最后还要再照一次镜子，确保这个没有什么问题。
If you know you're going to have to make a presentation, you always check to make sure that you've done your homework.
如果你要去做一个演讲，那你一定会在家里很确认的知道你要讲的内容都已经准备好了。
As a matter of fact, the closer the inspection, the more...perfect your appearance.
所以这是一个有很强相关性的。你越仔细的检查自己呢，那你显出来的状态呢，在别人眼里就是越好的。
Now the Lord says, that's the way you're supposed to live all the time.
所以呢，这就是你要关注自己的这个每一天生活的样子。
Everywhere you go, you expect that everybody's going to be looking at you.
你要考虑呢，你每一天在外面的时候呢，其实都假设是别人是要盯着你的。
When the Lord Jesus went out, everybody was looking at him.
比方说耶稣基督在的时候，他每去到一个地方呢，别人都是盯着他的。
When the Lord Jesus opened his mouth, everybody was listening.
当耶稣开口讲话的时候呢，每一个人都仔细在听。
And the Pharisees sent out their spies to catch him with his words.
法利赛人会差很多的探子啊，间谍去听他所说的话，耶稣所说的话。
And so the Pharisees were saying, you just listen to him, sooner or later he'll say something bad, sooner or later he'll do something bad.
所以法利赛人差出去的人呢，法利赛人告诉他们，你们就去听，因为耶稣早早晚晚一定会说一些糟糕的事，会做一些糟糕的事。
But the Lord Jesus walked in the armor of light.
但是呢，耶稣却在光中行，在光的盔甲中行。
Now that's the way the Lord Jesus wants us to live.
啊，这就是耶稣想要我们有的生活的样式。
There is therefore a great blessing in living in a family.
所以这是一个很大的祝福啊，当我们活在这样的一个家庭里。
In a family, people can see you, can't they?
啊，家庭里呢，彼此。其实大家都能看见对方的最真实的一面。
Is that good or bad?
这是好事还是坏事？
That's very good.
这是很好。
And the Bible says, way back in the beginning, he said, not good for a man to live alone because people can't see him.
因为当一个人单独自己活着的时候呢，别人就看不见他的全貌了。
But it's good to be in a family, a large family, because people are looking at you all the time.Well, that just means that you're going to stand taller. You're going to be brighter.
所以呢，这就是我们在家庭生活里啊一个很重要的一面。因为在家庭里呢，你身边的亲人看你就看得很清楚。我们是什么样的本相，亲人是最有发言权的。
So the Christian puts on the armor of light.
所以基督徒其实是要穿上这光的盔甲。
He knows that people are going to be shining their searchlights on him at all times in order to trick him up if they can.
所以，周围的人呢一定会，用放大镜看他，来确保这是光啊。所以，对于这个穿上光明盔甲的人来说，这个要求是高的。
But his objective is to walk in the light.Of the Lord and in the light of the words of God, so that he will always be seen to be doing what he should do.
所以一个基督徒他总是在神的光以及在神话语的光中行啊。这样的话呢，你给别人看见，是归荣耀给神。
Just back to John chapter 3.
那约翰福音的三章。
John chapter 3, verse 19.
三章的十九节。
This is the verdict. Light has come into the world, but men love darkness instead of light because their deeds were evil.
他说光来到世间，世人因自己的行为是恶的，不爱光，倒爱黑暗。
Everyone who does evil hates the light and will not come into the light.For fear that his deeds will be exposed.
定他们的罪就是在此，凡作恶的便恨光，并不来救光，恐怕他的行为受责备。
But whoever lives by the truth comes into the light, so that it may be seen plainly that what he has done has been done through God.
但行真理的必来救光，要显明他所行的是靠神而行。
How does the Christian live in relation to the world?
那一个基督徒他怎么在世界里生活呢？
He lives by the law.
他按照世界的律法生活。
He lives love.
他在爱中生活。
And he walks always in the light.
而且他一直是在光中行，他没有黑暗的一面隐藏不给别人看的。
All right, back to verse 11, Romans 13:11.
好，我们来再回到罗马书的13:11.
It says, "And do this, understanding the present time, the hour has come for you to wake up from your slumber."
他说，再者，你们现今晓得，就是该趁早睡醒的时候了。
When do you sleep? Sleep at night.
如果你在晚上睡觉的时候。
And a lot of people go through life and they really never do wake up. They just sort of saunter through. They don't really care very much.
很多人的生命啊，一生啊，就像什么，就像从来没有睡醒的一个人一样，就是他也不在乎一些属灵的事，就是一直是在沉睡中。
And the Lord says, now you've got to wake up. You've got to start living the light of life. You've got to live so that people see you and they do what God wants them to do just because they see you.
所以耶稣在这里的说的意思呢，就是我们总是要醒过来啊，要活出基督的样式，这样呢让人能看见就知道神是活的。
What's going to happen?At the end of the church age.
那在教会时代的末尾会发生什么？
The Bible says the Lord Jesus Christ is going to call and all the Christians are going to be taken from the world and they're going to go up to heaven.
那耶稣会再来，然后呢会把地上一切的基督徒呢都号角吹响的时候会带到天上，会招走。
Is that good for the Christians?
这对基督徒是不是好事呢？
Is that good for the world?
但对世界是不是好事呢？
No.
What's the problem in the world if all the Christians go up to heaven?
如果世界突然之间所有的基督徒都走了，世界会成什么样子呢？
All the lights are going to go out.
就所有的光都没了。
There's only going to be darkness around.
那只剩下的只有黑暗。
And nobody is going to be the conscience of the man next door.
那就不可能因为良心而不去犯法了，就是大家良心都泯灭了。
And the world is going to spiral downward in evil.
然后这个世界呢，就会有一个恶性的循环，就像螺旋形往下一样，直接往下。
The Christian is to be so much light that people start to behave.And act as they should act, just because of the example of the Christian.
所以基督徒如此重要啊！他在地上，他被神得着以后，他总是要去把这光活出来，因为他会是世人的榜样。
Sometimes little children would like mommy to go out of the room because they want to be bad.
有的时候小孩子啊，希望妈妈出门。为什么呢？因为他好在家里做点自己的事情。
And they know they can't be bad if mommy's there.
因为他妈在的时候呢，他知道他做不了一些事情。
Okay. Now the Christian should be like mommy in every room. The Christian is the light, and the light drives away the darkness.
那这个基督徒应该像什么呢？就应该像妈妈在家里那个状态。那他是把黑暗驱走的，他不能。离开了，这家里就黑暗了。
So verse 12 says, "The night is nearly over, the day is almost here. So let us put aside the deeds of darkness and put on the armor of light."
说呢，接着往下，他说，因为我们得救啊，现今比初信的时候更近了。黑夜已深，白昼将近，我们当脱去暗昧的行为，带上光明的兵器。
And then verse 13 says, "Let us behave decently as in the daytime."
行事为人要端正啊，好像行在白昼。
And then it lists some terrible things.
啊，他又说了一些很糟糕的事。
When do these terrible things usually take place? In the daytime or at night?
那这些很糟糕的事是常发生在白天还是晚上呢？
Yes.And they usually take place at night.
The Christian
is to stand against all of these terrible things.
所以基督徒总是要抵挡这些晚上发生的糟糕的事。
Now what distresses me greatly is this. Our society, our culture, and many of our laws in Canada today say these bad things are not wrong.
那我最让我忧伤的是呢，我们的社区，我们的现在的这个国家，甚至我们国家的法律哈，
And the Bible says they're just
都说呢这些事情不是糟糕的，不是坏的。
The Bible says they're just as wrong as they ever were.
但圣经说呢，这些事从前到后，从古到今都是坏的。
They are shameful.
这是可羞耻的。
They are works of darkness.
这是黑暗的事情。
And they should never be associated with the Christian, the people of light.
这个永远不能和基督徒和在光中行的神的孩子啊有任何联系。
And so the Christian has nothing to do with these things.
所以基督徒永远不能做这样的事。
Orgies, drunkenness, sexual immorality, debauchery, dissension, and jealousy. Lord, the Christian has none of those things.
就是不可荒宴醉酒，不可好色邪荡，不可争竞嫉妒，这都是基督徒不可行的。
I just counted them up.
我就在算哈，在数。
How many are there?
这里有几个？
The number is six.
有六样，讲了六样事。
Six in the Bible is the number of mankind.
所以六这个数字在圣经里呢，都是属人的。
Seven in the Bible is the number associated with God's plan, but six in the Bible is the number of man. The natural man is described by these things.
所以自然人呢，就是在这里这六样东西描述出来。所以我们人在圣经里，它总是人的数字就是六。那七呢，就是神的数字，是神的计划，是神完全的数。
Okay, those things were there in the lives of many, but the Christian is not to live like that. What does the Christian do?
那一个基督徒他不能按照人的这些样式去生活，那他应该怎么做呢？
Okay, the first thing the Christian does is he puts on the Lord Jesus Christ. He clothes himself with Jesus Christ.
那第一件事一个基督徒要做的就是要披戴主耶稣基督，他要把耶稣基督穿在身上。
I'm not sure precisely how he does that, but the Christian is to so put on the Lord Jesus Christ that when people see him, they see Jesus first.
所以一个基督徒啊，他如此的做呢，就把耶稣披在身上做，当别人看见他的时候，先看见的是耶稣。
That's the kind of person you'd like to look like, isn't it?
这就是你希望自己成为的人的样子，不是吗？
I remember a man, he wrote a book that's in our library there. His daughter wrote it about him. But he was on a train one day, just standing on a train.
我们后面书架上呢有一本书啊，是一个老圣徒他的女儿写这个圣徒的。他说这个圣徒有一次呢在火车上，他站在那。
A man was walking down the aisle in the train and stopped him.
然后有一个人呢在火车的这个走廊里走啊，然后遇见他了。
And the man said to him, "You're a Christian, aren't you?"
那个人就对他说呢，你是不是个基督徒啊？是不是？
He said, "Well, I am, but how do you know?"
他说是啊，你怎么知道呢？
He said, "Because you look like a Christian should look like."
他说你看起来就像一个基督徒应该有的样子啊。
You'd like to look like that, wouldn't you?
所以你也希望别人看你就知道你是个基督徒。
I think I'd like it if somebody said to me, "You know, I took a look at you, and you reminded me of Jesus."
我特别盼望别人跟我说呢，我看了你一下，我觉得你让我想起耶稣的样子。
All right, how do you do this? You first, you put on the Lord Jesus Christ.
所以你把耶稣披在身上，你披戴主耶稣基督。
And you do not think about how to gratify the nature, the desires of your sinful nature.
然后第二呢，就是不要为肉体去安排，去放纵私欲。
You don't even think about that.
你甚至不会去想。
That's marvelous.
这是非常好的。
The King James Version puts it simply different than that. It says, make no provision for the flesh to fulfill the lust thereof.
对，就 King James 呢，它是不要为，对，也就是我们中文的这个说法，就是不要为肉体的私欲去安排。
So the Christian goes out of his way to make sure that he doesn't fall into doing things that are bad.
所以基督徒所安排自己的生活呢，总是要确保我们不会掉在一些试探或者不好的事情的试探里。
So if someone were to become a Christian after a sinful life,
那如果一个人啊，在他的这个败坏的生活之后，他成为一个基督徒了。
And he were to say to a Christian, he'd say, you know, my problem is I used to go out and get drunk all the time.
那他会跟另外一个基督徒说呢，哎呀，我以前的问题就是我总是会晚上出去酗酒。
He says, now I've become a Christian, what should I do?
那现在呢，我成为基督徒了，我该怎么办呢？
And the answer is,Don't go near the place where you used to go to get drunk all the time.
那答案就是呢，你以前在哪酗酒的那些地方呢，你尽量离那个地方远一点，不要离基督徒近。
Go somewhere else.
去其他的不会带你犯罪的地方。
Walk in a different direction.
去走不同的路。
When I lived in Ottawa, there was a fish and chip shop right across the street.
我在住渥太华的时候呢，在我住的地方街对面啊，有一个这个 fish and chip， 就是。
Every time I walk down that street, the fish and chips are really good, but every time I walk down the street, the smell made me sick to my stomach.
然后呢，这个鱼和这个薯条味道特别香啊，然后每次走过去都特别特别的馋啊。
I probably would have been happy to eat the fish and chips. I just couldn't stand the smell of the shop.
其实呢，我就没法抗拒啊，这个味道实在太好了，我特别想吃。
So what did I do?
我怎么办呢？
I walked around the block.
我就不走这条街。
I said, I'm not walking down there. I'll walk around the block.
我就走后面那条街，我就不走这条街。
Okay, now in many of our lives, there's things that we used to do that got us into trouble. What do we do?
然后呢，我们的一生总是会碰到这种诱惑，我们该怎么办呢？
Well, we walk around the block.
你远离这个诱惑不就行了吗？
May say, I'm not going to go near there anymore.
我不想接近它不就得了吗？
I told you that I read I don't know where, I read it everywhere, that Las Vegas and the state of Nevada is a bad place.
那比方说呢，我们都知道，内华达州的这个拉斯维加斯啊，这不是个好地方。
There's lots of sin in Nevada.
那在那里呢，就是有很多的罪了。
They gamble and do all kinds of bad things.
那因着赌博而来的各种各样的坏事就都有了。
So my boss said to me one day that many people in our organization were going to go to Nevada for a conference.
有一次呢，我的老板说呢，哎，我们的好多的，这一个团队的同事呢，一起要去内华达开会。
And I prayed.And I said, Lord, I don't want to go.
然后我就祷告，我说主啊，我真的不想去。
But then you're supposed to do what your boss says you're supposed to do, aren't you?
但是呢，你老板叫你去，你总得去吗？这没有办法。
So here I was, if my boss said you have to go, then I'd have to go. But God said, don't go, Harold. You know it's not. You shouldn't be there. So here I was like this.
然后我就很挣扎了。那我的老板的命令就是你要去啊，这是工作，你去开会啊。另外呢，我知道我的神告诉我呢，那地方你不要去啊，那地方就是给你试探的，那我就很挣扎。
And so what did I do?
那你猜我怎么样呢？
I prayed that I wouldn't have to go.
我就跟神说啊，我祷告，我说你就让我不要去算了。
How did I get the answer to prayer?
那神怎么响应我的祷告呢？
My boss told me afterwards he forgot to ask me.
然后呢，我老板就后来问我，他忘了问我了。
He asked everybody else.
他问了其他所有人，他忘了问我。
He said, "Why weren't you there?"
他说你为什么不在那儿哈
？I said, "Because you never asked me."
我说因为你从来没问过我，所以我就没去，我就没在那儿。因为他问了所有其他人。
He said, "Well, why didn't I ask you? I don't know. I can't understand why I didn't ask you. I intended to ask you. God intervened. Don't make any provision for the flesh. Do everything you can to stay away from temptation."
所以呢，神听了他的祷告，使这个老板忘记特意去找他了。所以。这老板也说，哎，我应该找你的，所以就这事就过去了。所以
，And in particular, don't even think about what you would do to get into a situation like that.
所以不要让自己进到这种试探里，你甚至想也不要去想，这样你就会远离罪。
Is it possible to live a life like this?
有没有可能活出这样的生活呢？
That's a wonderful thing.You see, the verse is, put on the Lord Jesus Christ, and the Lord Jesus Christ says, if you will, I'll come, I will be in you, I will put my Holy Spirit around you, I will help you, I will protect you.
是可能的，但前提是你必须要披戴耶稣基督，神会在我们，耶稣会在我们身边，他会差圣灵帮助我们，这不是靠着我们自己，是靠着他的能力。
All this logic is because of the mercy of God.
所有这些逻辑的基础是因为神的怜悯呢。
He loves us enough to keep us from evil. He loves us enough not only to walk in light, but to be a light for His glory.
他如此的爱我们，他会帮助我们远离一切的罪和试探。他如此的爱我们，让我们不但在光中行，也自己成为那光。来吸引他人。
All right, those are my comments on chapter 13.
这是我们今天十三章。
Questions now on chapter 13.
这是我们今天十三章的内容了。大家有没有什么问题吗
？Comments on chapter 13.
十三章的问题有没有？罗马书。
Is it easy to live the truth of Romans 13?
活出罗马书十三章的这些真理容易吗
？No.
哎，的确不容易。
How would you live it?
那你怎么样能活出来呢
？Well, you keep on remembering all the mercies of God that you read about in Romans chapter 1-11.
你就一直记得从罗马书一章到十一章神显明的大怜悯。
And you would remember that the Lord Jesus wants to help you and he wants to keep you from evil.
你要记得神特别愿意帮助你，他也特别愿意让你远离一切的恶。
And so you would pray, you would say, Lord, this is the kind of life that I want to live.
所以你就祷告说，主啊，这就是这样的一种生命，我愿意活出来的，求你帮助我。
Help me to obey the law.
帮助我去顺服您的律法。
Help me to walk in love.
也让我帮助我在爱中行。
Help me to live in light and to be a light in this dark world.
也帮助我在光中行，也成为光，在这黑暗的世界。
Okay, other questions, comments. What have we got? We got a few more minutes.
我们还有几分钟，看看大家有什么问题。
Think. Come up with a question, please.
嗯。嗯。
Okay. Yeah, it's a good question. So we put on the armor of light, but how to avoid to be hypocritic, man? Because if everybody looking and stare at you, it tend to it's a tend to be a fake one. Hypocrisy.
Yeah. So you say, I don't want to be a hypocrite. I want to be real.
所以你就跟自己说，我不想成为一个假的，我想成为一个真的。
An athlete, when he goes to the big game, everybody's looking at him.
比方说呢，你就想象一个运动员，当他上运动场的时候，是每个人都盯着他的。
He says, I don't want to be a hypocrite, so what does he do?
所以他也不希望是假的，那他会怎么样呢？
Before the game, he practices.
那就是在比赛前他训练嘛。
Before the game, he eats the right food.
那比赛前呢，他就吃对的东西。
Before the game, he gets enough sleep.
那比赛前他有足够的睡眠。
So that when the day comes, when everybody's looking at him, he actually does what he's supposed to do.
所以当那一天来的时候呢，他就能够做他该做的那些事。他本来就是这样的人了。
And the Christian does all that, but then the Christian prays and says, Now, Lord, well, you've got to help me because everybody's going to be looking, Lord, please help me.
那基督徒也是这么做的，他会来到神面前说，主啊，但每个人都看着我，求你帮助我，求你让我能活出这样的生命。
That's what we all do, isn't it?
对，这是我每一个人都会做的。
We say, Lord, I don't want to be a hypocrite on the outside.You've got to work on the inside so that I'm genuine.
你说主啊，我真的也不想成为一个假冒伪善的人，但是我也想成为这样在每个人眼中那光，我想成为那真实的人，求你帮助我。
Now, I like the story of Daniel.
我很喜欢但以理书的这个故事。
And Daniel had a problem in that He had to obey the Lord in very difficult circumstances.
那但以理的麻烦是他要在一个特别困难的情况下呢顺服神的旨意。
And one day he was going to have to go into a lion's den.
以至于有一天呢他因为顺服神的旨意他要被丢到狮子坑里去。
And spend the whole night With the lions.
要在一整晚啊，要在狮子坑与狮子同住。
Would you like to do that?
你喜欢这样的场景吗
？Okay. So the question is, how did he get there?
那问题是他怎么能到那个地步的
？And the answer is, when he was a teenager, he had to decide whether he was going to eat food that God told him not to eat.Or whether he was going to obey the king.
因为在他小的时候，他面临的试探没有试炼没有这么大。那时候是什么呢？他要面临一个决定，是他是要吃这个巴比伦王给他的食物呢，还是神要他吃的食物
？And he said, God doesn't want me to eat this. Doesn't matter what the king said, I must obey God.
所以他的决定是我不管这个王说什么，我总是要顺服神，我要听神让我吃的东西。
And because he did that, God answered him, and he gave him power. He showed him his mercy, and he delivered him.
那正是因为他的决定，那神祝福了他，也给了他怜悯，向他显明了神的大能。
And so some people say that Daniel.Won the battle when he was a teenager. He won the battle over lentils. Lentils are, they're a vegetable that you eat. I don't know if you know what lentils are. I don't know what lentils are.
Yeah, so I know. 就说呢，他那次是食物的这个征战哈，所以。他说呢，但以理是在什么？是在豆子上得胜了，因为他坚持吃神告诉他的食物，而没有吃这个巴比伦王给他的食物。
And so some have said, you'll never win the battle over the lions if you can't win the battle over the lentils.
所以呢，这就是我们这个逻辑了。这逻辑就是呢。你什么时候能在狮子坑里得胜呢？是因为你在豆子上先得胜，你在小事上得胜，你慢慢在大事上也能得胜。这是一个 成长的过程。
So you'll win the battle, the big battle, if you start winning the little battles.
你总是在小征战上一点一点得胜，然后才可以去面对大的征战。
The same God protected him in both cases.
所以同样的神在两件事上都保护了他。
It's just that the second one was a little more scary.
只是呢，第二件那个狮子坑呢，在人看起来更可怕一点而已。
Any other question or comment?
有没有其他的问题呢？是我们不要害怕在光中行，但是呢，我们总是从小的环境、小的征战开始打起的。
A child, when he comes home from school, his mommy says, "How did it go today?"
那小孩子从学校今天回来，他妈妈会问他，今天学校怎么样呢？
Sometimes.Mommy even goes to school when the child doesn't know he's there.
有的时候妈妈会悄悄去学校看一下孩子不知道的时候。
And mommy sometimes watches when the child doesn't know he's looking.
妈妈有的时候在后面会看，小孩子还不知道妈妈在后面。
And mommy is always happy when the child behaves wisely even though he doesn't know mommy's looking.
所以妈妈什么时候最开心呢？就是当他小孩子不知道妈妈在看的时候，他依然是很好的行为在做的时候，妈妈就很高兴。
You and I say, Lord Jesus, I want you to be happy every time you're looking.
所以我们也是一样，我们说主啊，我希望你也很开心，你每一次看的时候，你都很开心。
All right, that's our time for today. Next week.Chapter 14.
下一周我们要讲十四章了，罗马书。
Lord, we thank you for the fact that you're the God who wants to help us live the kind of life we ought to live.
主啊，我们要谢谢您为这样的事实，因为您愿意帮助我们活出您希望我们活出来的生命。
It's true, Lord. You don't want us to be hypocrites, and we don't want to be hypocrites either.
我们知道。您不愿意我们成为假冒伪善的人，我们也不愿意。
So Lord, we pray that by your mercies and with your help, you will enable us to live lives that will bring glory to you.
主啊，因着您的怜悯，也因着您大能的帮助，求您带领我们能够活出您所希望的生命。
Lord, would you please help us to be children of light?
求您帮助我们成为那光中的孩子。
So we thank you for your promises and for your exhortations. We pray that you'll bless us.
也谢谢您给我们的应许，给我们的劝勉，求您带领我们。
And we give thanks in Jesus' name.
感恩奉主耶稣的名。
Amen. Amen.